You open it. No, you open it. Okay, I'll open it. Hello and welcome to Soul Sisters. I'm Claire Solan.
And I'm Georgie Crawford.
This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of laughs and lovely white smiles with thanks to our favourite toothpaste, Colgate Max White Ultra. Colgate Max White Ultra's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works. It will help you feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important moments when you need to smile like you mean it.
Oh, do you know what? Pia is so dying to try Colgate Max White Ultra. She looks at us with her little like baby toothpaste and she's like, one day I'll be able to use that and my teeth will be so white like yours. She went to the dentist today and they said, you can start using grown-up toothpaste. Now, we're not going to put her on the Colgate Max White Ultra just yet, but we're going to go into Dunn's and get her a nice, new, fresh tube of Colgate as she makes her way up the ladder and makes her way towards the ultimate goal of Max White Ultra when she's a teenager.
Has she got all her teeth now? Forgive my ignorance. What age do they get all of their proper adult teeth?
Now, I would just have a look in and say, it looks like a full mouth to me. Jamie does the dentist run.
So I'm coming to you live from a booth in central London. I'm in the office today. And I said to you that we could record the podcast during my workday. I've never done this before. It is actually officially lunchtime, so I'm not breaking any employment codes. Not that it matters any longer anyway. But I sneaked upstairs and found myself a little boot and I'm here sipping a cup of tea on company time, joining you Soul Sisters.
Love it. So I was listening to Dish this week. Literally, as soon as I got the notification that the Stephen Fry episode landed, I was in there, press and play, listening within seconds. And I loved it.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
So what I especially loved about this episode was at the start, somebody sent in a message to Angela and Nick about finger food. Mm-hmm. Now, with Christmas coming up, like when you have people coming to your house, you never know what nibbles to have. Like obviously the go-to is like a cheese. Sometimes we'd bake a ham and like have lovely bread and things like that. But Angela made brilliant suggestions. Now it was the morning of a wedding. That was what the question was revolving around. Oh God, what do I feed people on the morning of a wedding? And she was saying little sticks with cheese and pineapple. Mm-hmm. She said little salmon, you know, are they called bellinis?
Bellinis, yes.
Little salmon bellinis. But my favourite little bit of advice that she gave, and I'm definitely going to do this over Christmas, was to make arancini balls.
Yes.
Now, I would never have made arancini balls, and I love arancini balls.
Because, of course, you worked in an Italian restaurant for years.
Yes, I did. So she gave a suggestion, really good finger food. I looked up a few recipes. So that is going to come your way over the next couple of weeks. I'm going to make them with little maybe mushrooms, like gorgeous. Anyway, I just think that it was such a lovely intro to the podcast because it's going to give people lots of ideas for finger food over Christmas.
Dish recipes. So if you get on waitrose.com/dish recipes, it's taken me a long time to actually engage with those recipes and with Angela's advice. But I do feel like right now is a really good time to do that when you're, as you say, when you've got people coming over and you may be hosting.
Yes.
And you enjoyed Steve. What did you think of Stephen Fry's Nigella Lawson's
amazing
story?
Like he's just a touch of class, isn't he?
Isn't he? And you know what? You and everybody else must have pressed play as soon as the notification came up because Stephen Fry is going head to head with Dua Lipa as the most listen to episode in its first week.
Wow.
He's the king. And actually, if you want to enjoy it, I sent my mum and dad to YouTube to watch it because Stephen Fry is as visually pleasing, you know, and warm as he is hourly. So if you have time, you should take a look at the episode on YouTube because the set is all Christmassy and it's
never even dawned on me to watch Dish on YouTube. I'm going to do that tonight. So speaking of the kitchen and all things food, you popped up Miracle Broth this week. And boy, oh boy, did I respond. Yes, and thank you so much for your lovely comment. Guys, I didn't realise that we would be so excited about broth.
Yes.
There was like collective excitement about it.
I met some Soul Sisters on the day of your show and one of them said to me, seriously, you should consider the broth fan. People, actually, maybe you're tired of queuing for coffees these days. Maybe they do want to be drinking broth.
So my brother Mick, he has, look, this has become the season of Mick, but he has a really important job and, you know, manages a team and stuff like that. But he does our merch stand at the Good Glow shows and we call him Merch Mick, I think. Or maybe he calls himself that. But anyway, he calls it his shop and he loves that. Like I'm going to talk a little bit later about doing the things that bring you joy. But he was saying that like he just loves getting into the shop, setting up a shop, chatting to people. And I always thought like in my future might be a little kind of Good Glow vegetable shop or something like that. But I would love nothing more than traveling around Ireland with you, jumping into the sea sporadically with our broth truck.
Imagine selling beautiful vegetables and hearty broth to people.
It's just like perfect.
Oh, that is the public service that everybody needs in their life.
So anyway, we made the broth. I made the broth this week. I got lovely glowing broth out of the recipe. And if you want the recipe, head over to my Instagram page and I will send it to you if you just leave a comment underneath the reel. But, you know, now we have the broth. People are like, what's next? What do I do? Do I drink a shot of this every morning? Like people are like, wait, we've gotten this far. Now what? So what I am going to do with my broth is make the tbilisi soup. So remember I said when I was in hospital in Georgia, I was getting this broth with lots of veg in it. So with the broth this week, I'm going to make tbilisi soup and then I'm going to post the recipe on my Instagram page this week of that.
Superb. I made it on Sunday evening while the tale of Storm Dara was raging outside, and the just even the process felt good, made me feel better, let alone drinking it. Putting all of those vegetables, first of all, taking those vegetables out of my drawer in the fridge and using them for something good, thank God, into the big pot with the seaweed, the ginger, the turmeric, all of those lovely bits, the mushrooms, everything in there, and then filling it up with water and the aroma for hours.
And do you know what? You're so lucky that you live like by yourself so you could enjoy that moment. So what happened to me was with my family that I was just boiling and boiling and boiling that broth and the whole house smelled of broth. It was gorgeous. And Jamie comes home and he was like, when are we going to stop boiling stuff? Because all the windows in the house were steaming up because there was so much steam in the kitchen. And I was like, don't take away my joy. This is like in my DNA. Like this is, I'm connecting with my ancestors through this process. Yeah.
Excuse me. I am your trad wife. Respect me.
When are we going to stop boiling stuff? I was like, you will be grateful when you get your tbilisi soup, Jamie.
Yeah, exactly. You will enjoy every second of this. I noticed as well, a few of my neighbours, it being a Sunday, were ordering deliveries and takeaways. And I superiority and smugness I had while looking out the window at them dashing out to pick up their burgers or something. I was just like, oh, well, it's broth for me, guys.
Well, it's a gorgeous recipe, so nutritious. Mm. And I liked the little sprinkle of the seaweed in there because that's just giving it an extra little touch of the blue zones.
Yes.
Last week, I was telling you about my redundancy. And so that sort of, and we were talking about your show. So that kind of eclipsed everything else that I did last week. So just to catch you up, while I was home for Let It Glow, I went and did something that I have been promising myself for probably years. It was thanks to Claire McKenna. News Talk, alive and kicking. Make sure you listen to her show.
It's Can I just say one thing as well? Claire McKenna did a bloody TED Talk.
Claire McKenna did a TED Talk, yes.
She's iconic.
Is that that was the one down in Tralee?
Yeah, I'm going to link her TED Talk in the show notes. Go watch it.
Excellent. Because I watched a different TED Talk by another lady down there, which was really worthwhile. So I'll talk about that next week. So yeah, go TED Talks in Ireland. Love that.
So cool.
So yeah, so Claire McKenna had done this and had documented it on her Insta probably over a year ago now. And it's very local to me and I decided I'd go. It's called Drift and it's flotation therapy.
Tell me everything, because I do not know what this is, but I see it all the time.
Now, and I'm wondering, I've made assumptions on whether this is for you or not. And I think my prediction is it's probably not. But and the reason is because the essence of this therapy is sensory deprivation. And so basically, if you are a child of the 80s, you may remember Mork and Mindy. And that's what the flotation device reminded me of. It's like a big white egg and you go in and it's a private room and it's got a shower and towels and stuff. And you go in and in this egg is water and 450 kgs of medical grade Epsom salts dissolved in that water. And basically, so that ensures that you go in for your hour therapy and you literally float.
And you think this is not for me?
Well, so you close down the egg and it's completely pitch dark. And for some people, potentially a little bit claustrophobic, maybe.
Okay, okay. So you're in the pitch dark and you're floating in water for an hour. And can you bring your phone in?
No, you cannot. Sensory deprivation means removing all external stimuli. So you're shutting out your phone. You're shutting out your thoughts. You just experience your mind literally floating.
Wow. And do you know what time it is?
No idea whatsoever. No.
So you don't know how much time has passed?
No. Although when it starts, they play a little bit of music to say your session has started and then the music stops and then they play a little bit more music back in to tell you that your session is ending. And instinctually, I kind of knew we were coming to an end, but I was floating around in there. So I'll just read you a little bit from their website. During a float, you produce slower brainwave patterns known as theta waves, which are normally only experienced during deep meditation or just before falling asleep. This is usually accompanied by vivid imagery, very clear, creative thoughts, sudden insights and inspirations, and feelings of profound peace and joy. Tick, 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 tick. All of the above happened for me.
Okay, right.
You know,
where'd you do this?
So it's down in Stillorgan in Dublin, in South County Dublin. And it's a place called Drift, driftfloattherapy.ie.
Oh yeah, I see it here. A break from the noise and static. Reconnect your body and mind, let go of unwanted stress and drift away.
Yeah. And so you can, people do this for depression, addiction, great for muscle recovery. Obviously, it's Epsom salts and aids with chronic pain management. But honestly, they also have salt caves and they have red light saunas in there. But I met a beautiful girl in there as well who was so nice. the whole experience, and I did it Saturday morning at like 8:50 or something. It was so lovely, the whole thing, and I was so glad I went.
Oh my God. Okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to go do it this week and I'm going to report back next week.
Yes, great idea.
I'm definitely going to do this. I'm just looking up times here. 1 hour. God, what would I do for 1 hour in there?
Your next, honestly, your next book, your next show is in that egg.
Jean, you know what? I'd be the type of person now, I'd get out of that egg and be like Googling them to buy them for my house.
You'd be like, Jamie, I know what I want for Christmas.
Yeah.
Big thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Unlike regular whitening toothpastes that only remove surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra's unique formula goes beyond the surface to whiten your teeth in just 3 days. Georgie, why are you smiling?
Remember I was talking about Mick's shop, and that's his little kind of bit of joy in the year is when he runs his merch stands. So for me, what we try to do in the good glow is for the 2 weeks before Christmas, we try not to schedule anything major work-wise into our diaries, and we turn our office into like a Christmas packaging workshop.
Like Santa's workshop. I saw this email. You said something, I saw a Good Glow email that came in and said something like same day.
Dispatching. So we package the stuff ourselves. We're a small business. And every time you get something from the Good Glow, it's packaged with love, especially if I'm in the room, you know. Sometimes I'll put in little guidance cards or like little extra treats. But we turn on Christmas FM like all year when we're totally stressed out of our minds doing stuff. We're like, just think about the week before Christmas when we have our like lovely coffees, we've got Christmas FM on and we're just packing boxes and you don't have to think too much and you're living totally in the present moment. That is what we're doing over the next 2 weeks. But today, just before I came onto this podcast, I went down, I did a post office run. Now, we're really friendly with the guys in the post office. All great pals in there. But I was coming in the door with a big, huge box. And you know the way you're like, whoa, sorry. And I couldn't really see properly. And this guy stepped out of my way to let me pass, an older man. And as I walked past, he goes, Jesus, can I help you with that box? Oh. And I said, it's not that heavy, but thank you so much. And it stopped me in my tracks because sometimes I think we forget how much of an amazing place Ireland is and how much we care about each other. And I think since the toy show on Friday, Irish people have a pep in their step. There's kind of like a jolliness in the air this weekend. And that man stopping to offer to help me and not just rush past me just filled my heart with joy and gave me a little bit of Christmas cheer. So that was my reason to smile today.
Perfect reason to smile. He was like your living, breathing, everyday Santa, wasn't he? Yeah. He's like, ho, 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 let me carry that for you. What a divine human being. Well, it's a hats off to him. And if you want to wrap up some Colgate Max White Ultra, you can this Christmas. Get to Dunn's. It's on sale now.
And in stores nationwide. And honestly, if you open up your stocking on Christmas morning and it's red, the packaging is gorgeous. It's a beautiful little present.
Ding. That was my tooth.
You know the way last week we were talking about Riyadh's little quote?
Yes.
B and C. I asked him for it in full. So he texted to me. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Live the wonderful life that is in you. Let nothing be lost upon you. Be always searching for new sensations. Be afraid of nothing. Was that it?
That's it.
Yeah.
That really landed in the concert hall. Everybody was like, whoa. I think in fact, even was it my mum or was it your aunt who went, so true.
It's a beautiful quote.
It is a beautiful quote. What, and one to live by this Christmas.
Do you know what I was thinking about as I was sitting in my car there and rushing around and, you know, doing the Christmas post office run? I was like, it's so easy to get just caught up in the fastness of Christmas. And I was thinking to myself, so I bought myself a bottle of Ballygowan water and I could have just rushed out the door and rushed home and got to the podcast. But I was like, wait a minute, I need water today. Mm. I think that sometimes we forget what we need at Christmas. So what is the pledge you're going to make to yourself this Christmas? Is it, okay, slow down, I need to remember to drink water? Or is it, I need early nights, I need to say no more often? Like, what is your one thing that you're going to gift yourself this Christmas? And I think that we should be really mindful of that, because I was saying to so many people this week, I feel like with the show, I feel like I was chewed up by the world and spat out the other side this week. And it was so hard for me to ground myself. That's why I need to go make my way to Slorgan into my little egg. But I couldn't, my feet couldn't touch the ground and I couldn't nourish myself. I couldn't hydrate myself because I couldn't catch my bearings. So I think you can ground yourself in a little pledge to yourself this summer. Like, what's your thing going to be for yourself?
I made a pact with myself, or a pledge to myself this Christmas, that I was going to come home for a limited amount of time. And so I would experience Christmas for me, by me, and not for other people, by other people. And so I'm going to come home on Christmas Eve. Can't remember the last time I did that. And I'm going to leave again on the 27th. Now, that eliminates time for me to reconnect with friends, reconnect with extended family and get in the sea. Because really what I will be doing is coming in and then me and the fam will go west to see my sister and the boys and Brian. And then I will come back to Dublin and get on a plane and go. That was quite difficult, because I knew that there would be lots of requests for my time and people who want to spend time with me. And of course, I want to spend time with them too. But actually, in light of my news last week and the fact that there is big change coming for me in 2025, I need to make space for me to have ideas come through, make plans, and I need to do that alone. Because if the distractions of Christmas come in, it will be the 6th of January before I realize it, and I will be helter skelter all the way to the end of March.
Wow, that is insane awareness.
I feel like it's taken me my whole life, and it has, of course, to get to this point. But I don't know if I said this to you before, but I said it to my mum, who, as we know at the moment, oh, geez, little sister is just playing a blinder. And I said to her, listen, mum, I'm just not going to come home for the whole Christmas. I'm coming home for this date and this date. And that's it. She said, I've been waiting for years for you to say this. So I'm having a Christmas retreat in my own home. There will be long periods of contemplation, long periods of meditation, and some exercise.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I think we go in head first, rah! And then you're right the other side, wrecked. But to go in with a plan and to see the opportunity that there is time and space here, but I need to allow for it.
Yes. And obviously you are going to be pretty busy because you're going skiing and then there's Arosa. So you're doing your run up in the Alps. Is the Alps?
Yeah.
So what is your plan then before you head off to do things differently?
So we are having these 2 weeks of just letting our brains rest a little bit, which is really nice. We have booked... Okay, this is mad. I was saying to my two friends, Maura and Ronan, who I was out with on Friday night, we went to see a boxing match or a fight. What are they called?
Yeah, a fight, yeah.
In Dundalk on Friday night. Was it Saturday? It was Saturday night. My friend Sharon, she was on Team Good Gloucester, came, ran New York with us, her husband Norman. She was doing a fundraising thing in Dundalk. So we went to the boxing match. When I tell you that we were embraced and we felt the joy, it was insane. But I was on the phone to Maureen Ronan because we were all driving back. So they were checking that I was okay. I was in the car by myself. So I had them on loudspeaker as I was driving along. And I said to them, you know, myself and Jamie, like, I cannot remember the last time we went for dinner when we weren't on a Good Glow trip. Mm. Like, we haven't gone out for dinner with each other like in a few years, I think.
Whoa.
So this Wednesday, we're going out for dinner. He put it into the diary, the Good Glow Christmas party.
So cute.
So we're going in to Coppinger Row for dinner on Wednesday. But like, I can't remember the last time we did that. Like, we go away to New York, Chicago, and we go out for dinner, but we're talking about everyone on the trip. Do you think that person's okay? And da 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 da, and blah, 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 blah. Like, it's just constant, and I can't rest, you know, in those situations. So we're going out for dinner. But so we have that. So this is also something I wanted to talk to you about. This is the first time in many years that I have put up my Christmas tree knowing that I didn't have cancer.
Whoa.
So usually I'm scanned at the end of November and I get my results like the week of Christmas. Like, and this year I was scanned in October. So I got my results at the end of November, no cancer in my breasts. But my mum was waiting for her results. So I couldn't let myself fully get into the Christmas spirit, but she got her mammogram results and she is totally fine. So now I feel like I can just be and not worry about next year. And, you know, when you're running a small business, you're always on to the next, on to the next. I can't do it. I need to down tools. So I'll let you know how our romantic dinner goes on Wednesday.
Good on you. Love that. Date night is hugely important, says the single girl. But like, you know, I know it is. And for you guys, as you say, you work together and you live together and you parent together. So it's so important to carve out some time where you can get yourself done up and go out like it's the good old days.
Yeah. And do you know what else? I was talking about this in the concert hall. Like, I might buy a jigsaw.
Oh, I'm buying a jigsaw also.
Are you?
I have not decided what it's going to be, but it's going to be all over either my floor in front of the TV or on my kitchen, my lounge table. Actually, let's do it. Do you want to do it this week? And let's see what we both go for.
Yeah. I'll do it in the egg. Oh my God, the egg. Can you go to the egg with someone else or?
Well, they'll have to go into their own egg in their own room.
Okay. Oh, geez, so
no romance in the eggs, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, me and Jamie should have booked us, the two of us, into the egg Wednesday. Jamie's worst nightmare is being in one of those things with me.
Now, I think it's been a long time since I've played by the rules when it comes to recommends. I just stack them up because it's Christmas time. So I want to start off with an outlier, I suppose you could say, but something that I believe really deserves an honourable mention. And that is Louise Thompson and Ryan Libby's new podcast, He Said, She Said.
Yes.
I must admit, I'd be the first to say it. I was turning it on and I was like, this is part of my job to listen to this and see what else is going on in the industry. I listened to a couple of episodes and I loved it. Moreover, Ryan Libby is an absolute hero.
Yeah, he's just, oh my God, it's like you're reading my mind here.
Really? Like
she is so special and such an incredible person that it makes sense that he is too, right? Because she is so precious and obviously she's going to find somebody to like match her, like who's on her wavelength.
They did an episode, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was something to do with her drinking, because he never has been a drinker. And when they met, she was a big drinker. And there, oh, it's just that lovely moment when you listen to two people in the public eye being really transparent.
Yeah.
Because you see them on Instagram, and like, obviously she's been on a massive journey, but you would always look at her and be like, well, compare and despair. But obviously now she has a stoma, and she has been in and out of hospital for, you know, really serious, serious illness. And he is rock solid, and they are such a good couple. You can hear it in them, and it's in the way that they talk. So he kind of calls her out on a couple of things that she did while she used to be a drinker, and she didn't come home, and she was sessioning, and she just receives it. She's like, "You're right. I never considered you. I never, and I was treated badly like that by previous boyfriends, and I can't believe I went on to treat you the same way." It's such a good listen. I'm actually getting shivers talking about it. Such a good listen, and it is an honourable mention in my recommends this week.
So what's it called again?
He Said, She Said.
He Said, She Said. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Okay, so I too have a podcast, and I'm taking a leaf out of your book by listening to Diary of a CEO. Oh God, can we go a week without talking about this guy? But somebody in my run club, Anya, my friend Anya, recommended this podcast to me. The man who coached Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant to win, Tim Grover.
Oh, yes.
So he... I listened on my way to Dundalk, because Dundalk is an hour away from my house. Uh-huh. So I was like, do you know what, now I need to just settle in and listen to something. Mm-hmm. So there's loads of little kind of life coaching tips in it, mm-hmm. that's going to help you look at the world a little bit differently and believe in yourself. And he talks about like that extra 1% that you can do to be successful. Now, a little, it's a little bit unrelatable at times, but if you listen, you will definitely get one thing, I think, out of it that you can apply to your own life.
And you know what? Those boys, that's why I was so inspired by those boys, and anybody in sport in particular, but anybody who pursues their passion as doggedly as these guys do, like shooting, like boom, basket after basket after basket after basket. It's just like, wow. And you know what I also crave when I watch sports stars doing this stuff? The space they have to pursue their passion without distraction. Like, and that's kind of why I've set aside time at Christmas time, and why I would encourage anybody who's listening to this who feels overwhelmed by just your WhatsApp, your Netflix, your family, your job, be fiercely protective of at least an hour or two of your time in the next few weeks, and just give yourself time just to think and to dream.
And that's why I'm going to get into the egg.
Yeah, get in the egg. And actually, off the back of that, my other recommendation is the yoga retreat I'm doing with Sarah Shannon. And I was talking to Sarah last week after I revealed the redundancy news. She said, okay, this is perfect, because why don't we theme the retreat change? And I thought that was really ideal. Come to Portugal if you are in need of a change, if a change has been put upon you like it has me, or if you desire a change in your life. And so, you know, we always talk about how special retreats are when a group of people come together with a similar intention on a certain week in a certain year. Astrologically, something happens. So if you have not chosen your Christmas present just yet, make sure you take a look at sarahshannonyoga.com. There is 200 quid off for Soul Sisters. So all you need to do is put Soul Sisters in the discount box and come along with Sarah and I. I'll be doing the meditation. Sarah will be doing the yoga, and it will be a balmy 15 to 20 degrees in the Algarve at the end of January.
I love it. And it's okay not to know where you're going next, because there's magic in that, even though there's so much uncertainty. I know we spoke about this last week, and you can be scared and fearful, but like, B and C.
Right. So I'm going to leave you with this, which I was doing. I'll give you a little bit of background. I was doing some research on an upcoming guest on Dish, and I got on their Instagram and I found this line. And I was like, whoa, because for some context, I definitely am sort of simmering a little bit at the moment. The redundancy has prompted me to feel or think about all of the times in my life where I have not been needed, wanted, respected. You know, all those little traumas and unprocessed bits that are in me have all been woken up. And I'm looking around me and being a little bit more judgmental than I should be. So this quote found me at the perfect time. Some people are not put here to evolve. They are put here to remind you what it looks like if you don't.
Oh, mic drop. Love it.
Good, eh?
Yeah, that's a nice one to keep in your back pocket now over Christmas.
That's exactly what I thought.
Well, thank you for that, Claire. We will be back next week for our last episode of the season. Which is hard to believe, but we are going to send you, we're going to wrap you up in a bow and send you into Christmas, Soul Sisters. So we will be back next week for our last episode of the year. And we can't wait to chat to you then.
Definitely. DMs are always open at Claire Solon. We'll get you straight to me. If there's something this week that you have a burning question or a burning topic that you would like us to throw into our Christmas stocking next week, just get in touch.